over. So now we'll move on to old business. And our first case under old business is case number 11,588, Clear Channel Outdoors. It's for a special use exception to place that the billboard. The height requirement. This is on Route 1.
And there's also the dimensional variance as well, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, that's, you're right. Okay, I got that key. I think I got that with me here. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. You're right. Thank you. Yeah, Clear Channel's requesting special use exception under variance from dimensional and height restrictions. Is what they're after on that. I don't know who tabled that. Okay, Mr. Workman, I believe, is the one I'm looking for it now. Yeah, that you tabled it. Would you like to open up again?
A couple questions. I mean, is okay. A sign going in front of the antique building or behind the antique building where the trees are at? To get out, they need the height for the trees, he said, right?
Yeah. Because if they're going to go, you know,
I've been by that area, and what trees I saw was behind the antique store.
Right.
Is that where the sign going? Is the sign going to the front? Then I recall,
right. This is right in front
of the building.
According to the site plan, it's going 27 feet from the front.
Right.
From the road.
Yes.
And according, so why does it need the height? I didn't see where they need the height that there.
Well, I believe it's right near the pool place. The pool place. He said that pool or whatever that advertisement is, I'm not too sure that that's legal anyway, but that's beside the point.
Where the pool's sitting up.
Yeah, where the pool's sitting up, he feels that. I don't see that. I go south all the time, and I go north all the time, and you can't help seeing out there, and I see Red Mill Inn very easily. That's an on-premise sign. And I see all the other businesses fine. And they're not at 25 feet. I don't believe some of them are at 25 feet. I think everything is able to work there under the ordinance as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it. I feel that 25 feet is going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly think that 300 square feet per side.
Mr. Workman.
Yes.
If I can point you to Exhibit F in the booklet, I don't know if you've still got the booklet.
The book's in my truck.
I'll send you
my. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
This Cornwall of the Rescue. If you look on Exhibit F, there are some pictures of that area, and it shows the Red Mill Inn sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And right. Also the buildings to the north of the property. And I think if you go through those there, they have some photos that would show you what that area looks like. And then if you look at the site plan that, I can't remember the exhibit number, looks like Exhibit B.
Yeah.
That would have the site plan of where they're looking to locate it.
Look, okay.
So if I don't know if that helps you in your context.
Yeah, the tree is the one that I didn't understand.
Yeah, and
because I can go north. I can go north and see all those Red Mill Pond.
Yesterday twice, and I didn't have any trouble seeing.
I think they were trying to, because they felt like the line of sight of their sign, the Harvard Business Services sign and Heritage Antiques and so forth would block that field of view.
So,
I don't think so.
I don't agree with that.
Me neither. They're saying now it's buildings, structures, and then height and density.
To get it started, I would be willing to approve the special use exception based on the requirements, the 25 foot, the 300 square feet per side, the setbacks.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I agree with that also.
Well, I can't see the others.
No.
The variances, I wouldn't. I don't feel that, with those on-premise signs there, I mean, I just can't see it. And believe me, in that area there, I think we all hit maybe 55, 60 going past there, and I sure in heck know where the Red Mill Inn is, and I can take a look at that going by, and I'm doing 55 or 60. So it isn't a matter of speed, which a lot of billboards are judged on in areas, how fast the traffic goes. And I don't think that has anything to do with this situation.
So the only variance you're opposed to granting would be the height?
The height, yep. And the 600, the square
feet. The 600 square feet.
600 square feet.
I don't think they need that.
I don't either.
Okay. I think the 300 square feet's enough.
Yep.
I would be, what I'm saying is, I guess in a nutshell, is that I approve the special use exception as is.
Well, they're also asking for 50-foot side yard, 26 feet from the 50-foot side yard.
I don't think that's a problem. I was talking about the – no, I don't think that's a problem.
So the first two variants request are the 600 square feet and the height.
Right.
Right.
But you're not opposed to the 26.64 feet?
No, I can see where they 50. Still need that.
Yeah. And the 50. Those two is okay. The first two is the 40 feet and the square footage.
So the variance of, what was it from there? 225, what was it, how much?
There's a variance for the side yard, Mr. Mills. Needed.
Where is the side yard?
I'm looking.
I didn't see that.
I don't know, well, hang on here. I just did look and see it.
What's that?
All we have that I'm showing is a variance from the maximum square footage and the maximum height requirements.
That's what I thought I had.
It's proposed to be 52 feet from the side yard setback and 27 from the front yard setback.
Okay.
So it complies with the
right?
The front and the side yard setback.
Okay.
Right. So I was seeking those two.
I guess I was probably looking at another application in the.
Yeah.
Probably were, Mr. Mills. I just seen it.
Yeah.
I had to go along with you too. I read the other one. No.
That's all right, John. I thought I was wrong there, but
no.
That's
fine.
I thought I was right.
Mr. Hudson, I'd like to hear from you.
I would concur with the rest.
Yeah. With Bud and Mr. Workman.
Yes.
And Mr. Mills.
I don't necessarily. I mean that we've approved other billboards and with that height in that area. So and. I don't know, and larger billboards, so.
Well, right down the road to the north of that on 88, we didn't come out the end of 88 north of that. We had one like that by those trees, and we denied that one. And I raised a question about the trees, and they couldn't do it, so we give them the special use, but not the variances, and the sign said they're vacant. The trees that grew up, that's in Leland Cypresses. Then we also had one down to the south of them that we run that issue with, because I asked the lady that question about that. I said, you know, to me, she didn't satisfy that all possible means available to them, but exhausted of putting it there, moving it with. She said, well, I hadn't talked about this or something like the trees. She wasn't sure. So I don't, to me, they created that one. And if they don't get it, is it going to, you know, they're going to affect their property that much? You're going to, you know, is it, how's it going to hurt them then if they don't? Because I don't see the 40 foot or the square footage, but I wouldn't get a special use exception. I'm okay with. So,
you need a motion?
I'm sorry?
You need a motion?
If everyone's ready to vote, Mr. Mills, are you ready to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, we're ready then.
Okay, yes, I'll make the motion that we approve the special use exception of case number 588. That the special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties at C1 in that area. I don't believe on the variances, to deny the variances, because I don't believe the applicant has convinced me and the board that these variances are needed and that the billboard stay within the requirements of Sussex County's 115-159.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that, one, we approve the special uses.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rickards, I was writing down. I didn't catch what your reasons were for the denial. If you could just repeat that for me.
The reason for denial of the variances?
Correct.
Yes.
Where I believe the applicant hasn't convinced and met the standards of the criteria for a variance.
Any specific one?
Both variances that they're.
Well, no. Any, like, what standards has the applicant failed to meet?
Uniqueness of the property. I don't believe there's any uniqueness of the property. It can be developed. It was created. I think it's going to be created by the applicant with the, if we give him that variance. We're not all essential to the character of the neighborhood. And the variance is minimum that he's asking, but I don't believe he needs the relief.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rickard.
Okay. Again, second by Mr. Rickard. Okay. And that we deny the variances. So all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,588 is, special use exceptions is approved, and variances, both variances are denied. Okay. Let me clear all this up. The next one, please, is